Early in the week, when I came back from Timboola, I did this service while I was at Timboola. And I put the heading, Faith, Baptism, I Believe. But I didn't know why. I don't know if it reflects slightly on the second reading, but I've gone today with Faith, Baptism, I Believe. And I had to wait till yesterday to know what to say. Faith, Baptism, I Believe. All are intertwined and they belong together. So, 2022's gone. It's never going to come again. So how was it for you? Was it a good year? Or was it a disaster? Maybe we just floated through it, trying to get back to what we thought as normal before COVID, which of course is still around us everywhere. And it's still affecting all of us. So, 2023. Hopefully a better year. Although so far, floods in Australia causing great hardship for many. The cost of living is high. Homelessness has gone through the roof. War is around us. Fires, disasters are everywhere. Wow. It's not sounding like a good start to 2023. The church, it's also changing. Some of us are still attending our churches. But the numbers are growing for those people that are sitting at home watching online. So where will this lead our churches? What direction can we go? So I believe the headings today are important to us going forward. The three C's of baptism: forgiveness of sins, faith in our Saviour, eternal life in heaven. Faith. Faith we need. But what is it? I can't feel it. I can't really explain it. It's not visible or tangible, and it means different things to different people. But what is faith to a Christian? Faith is choosing to believe, an unreserved belief in the Bible, God's word to mankind. It's true, it's tested, and it's unchanging. Faith is unreserved confidence in God, in his love for us and his power to help us. We can't please God if we don't have faith. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But we all have choices, and faith is a choice. And sometimes it's very hard to hang on to. when our lives are falling apart. But by faith we are saved. And salvation is a gift, because we can't save ourselves. And John writes, "In him was life, and the life was the light of man." This is the light we must walk in. Doesn't matter how hard life is or how hard things get. The light of faith. Faith opens the door to life. It's precious, and God is faithful in every possible meaning of the word. As Jesus said to doubting Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." How different the world would be if every person lived faithfully by God given conscience. So baptism, faith and belief. And to have faith, you must believe. Live by God's standards and to please him. Don't live by the standards of your neighbour, because you do not have to please them. So I believe the headings today are important. Faith is unseen, but felt. Strength when we feel we have none. Hope when all seems lost. And just to finish, I'm going to tell you a short story. There was a boy in the park, a bit like the boy I met at Fountain Gate, who was sitting on the seat exclaiming to everybody how good God had been to him. And this was a boy that had lots of problems. This boy is sitting on the park bench and he's reading his Bible. And he's exclaiming his praise to God. "Hallelujah, hallelujah, God is good. Look what he's done for me," he called to everyone. There was a man walking past, and this man was a scientist. He thought he was enlightened in the ways of truth, and he was eager to put the boy right. He asked the boy the source of his information and his joy. He said to the boy, No, the boy said to him, "I'm sorry, don't you know what God is able to do? He opened the waves in the Red Sea and he led a whole nation of Israel through the middle." And the man laughed and said, "But the Red Sea at that time was only 10 inches deep. So it was no problem for the Israelites to cross." The boy was downcast. And the man wandered off, but suddenly heard the boy again saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, how good is God to me," and praising the Lord loudly. And he went back and he said, "What are you doing? I just explained it all to you." "Wow," said the boy, "God is greater than I thought. He led the whole nation of Israel through the Red Sea. And he topped it off by drowning the whole Egyptian army in 10 inches of water." You have to believe in him. Faith. Amen.